This is the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. For nearly 80 years, researchers at Cottonwood Research Station in western South Dakota have monitored range conditions and how different stocking rates have shaped mixed grass prairie plant communities. Much of this work began in the 1940s and 50s and were recorded by hand. Today, those handwritten notes are being digitized and compared with modern data to help producers, land managers, and researchers better understand how rangeland responds to long-term grazing. SDSU graduate researcher Peyton Lemmy.
So ultimately, we're trying to narrow down what management techniques do cause a change over time. Is it solely stocking rate, or does rain and sunlight have a very big impact on above ground biomass and overall vegetation production?
By assessing notes spanning 7 or 8 decades, those shifts in plant communities can be better recognized.
Once you start looking at all these historic records, the endless possibilities that come with the knowledge of how they move with the climate and modern management is really phenomenal.
For example, lighter stocking rates have resulted in a greater abundance of cool season natives like western wheatgrass, while moderate stocking encourages warm season grasses like side oats grama and buffalo grass. Thousands of documents will be digitized and analyzed, providing Lemmy months of work, which ultimately should aid in fine-tuning grazing strategies to improve forage planning and sustainable production in fluctuating climates. For greater details, visit the Natural Resources tab at extension.sdstate.edu.